Howdy, Coach. I know a few players are within their reevaluation period. Is there any update on those three players, Zach, but then John, and what's the status of Ja? Is he trending in or out?
Ja will be a game time decision. I think there will be an update on the other players later this week.
Thomas. Last night before the game, you used the word searching when you were asked about the team and kind of where you guys are in the moment. Does last night's game, and I know sample size matters, does last night's game, do you feel like you guys are kind of closer to finding whatever it is you're looking for?
No. Because there's constant instability with the roster. It's changing every game. But I will say this. Like I said last night after the game, guys are doing a tremendous job competing and making the best out of that situation. But you can really start to improve when you have some stability. We haven't had that yet. We're working towards that. And in the meantime, trying to do everything we can in order to be competitive.
Drew and then DeMichael.
On that answer, have you ever coached in a situation like this where it just feels like day to day you don't know who can play? And have you learned anything by having to work through a season like this?
Yeah, I've been in a couple of situations. My first year of coaching was completely unprepared for that, obviously, but you live, you learn, and the biggest thing you learn is not to, like, don't be in that situation. It's very hard to get out of it because you're stretching the limits of the team constantly and trying to do everything you can in that moment, and you just hope for some type of stability. If you look at our arc, for example, this season, when did the biggest improvements happen? When the lineups were stabilized for a while, we found a rhythm, we played really well in that. Then once it was unstabilized, we're back into the fluctuation. It's very difficult because you try to go from game to game, but it's very different from how we play with against this team, with these people, then with those people. You kind of have to prepare for everything, and that dilutes the end product. But I've been in those situations before, and it's just something that you got to have the mentality. Biggest thing is to have the mentality that whoever we have is enough. That's who we need. That's the only thing that I've really learned from those, and try to prevent it from happening by being very consistent with how we operate on a day-to-day basis.
DeMichael.
I know you mentioned Ja, but I think there are a few other players questionable too. Are those guys game time decisions as well? Jaren, Santi, Vince Williams Jr. is there?
Vince is going to be out tonight, but the other three, Ja included, are game time decisions.
Any other questions?
Thank you.